Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. When Roberto Vega Castro moved his family to the Mexican countryside, he often wondered how most of the modest town's residents supported their high standard of living. Rumors abound that most of the town's rich families had gotten their wealth from finding treasure buried by the rebels during the Mexican Revolution in the early 1900s. The townsfolk also talked in hushed voices about how those who found the treasures had to pay a hefty price. They sold their souls to the devil, whom the local treasure seekers referred to as El Compadre, the possessor of the hoarded wealth. Roberto's book, The Possessor of the Hoarded Wealth, is a true story of a once devout Christian who, drawn in by the prospect of digging for his own pot of gold, finds himself immersed in the occult and pretty soon fighting for his soul and sanity as he works with the shamans and the witch doctors and their black magic to strike a deal with El Compadre that will allow him to unearth vast fortunes. He says his book was written so that no more lives are lost and they know the consequences of what all this involves. Roberto Vega Castro, author of The Possessor of the Hoarded Wealth, is our guest on This Week in America, along with the translator to help with today's interview. Roberto, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
This is going to be a fascinating conversation. The book we're talking about is available at Amazon. We will point that out during the process of the interview. Roberto, what was the force behind you in writing this book? Why did you feel this was so important to write this story?
La importancia de escribir este libro es porque muchas vidas se han perdido. Y esta es la verdad de lo que estoy comentando en el libro, de lo que realmente pasa y cómo se puede prever el no perder más vidas.
Okay, well, what he says is like the importance to write this book is the no more lives are lost, and to show the people like the right thing to do is, and there is no more lives are lost, you know, within the future.
Yeah, that's why it was so important. I mentioned that in the beginning. Roberto wanted to write this story. How difficult was it for you to write this story? How difficult was it?
¿Qué tan difícil fue escribir esta historia para usted?
No fue difícil escribirla por todo lo que viví, todo lo que pasé. Fue una historia muy, muy fuerte y real que no cualquiera la puede vivir.
Mm-hmm. He said it wasn't that difficult to write this book because it's a true story, and it also says that it was actually kind of hard for that no one can actually survive what he went through.
That's why this is such a fascinating story. The book is The Possessor of the Hoarded Wealth by our guest on the program, Roberto Vega Castro. The book's available at Amazon. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to get all the information. Roberto, how do you feel this book can help a reader? They're thinking, I've never been in Mexico, I've never been in this situation, but you talk about a lot of the emotions that all of us get caught up in. How can this book help a reader?
Este libro puede ayudar a muchas personas. Inclusive National Geographic me llamó para que yo les pudiera ayudar a sus equipos que no pueden entrar en ciertos lugares por lo que sucede. Y como yo ya sé lo que sucede, les dije que no, que mejor leyeran mi libro y ellos tomarían la decisión correcta de entrar o no entrar a esos lugares porque no se puede entrar sin pagar las consecuencias.
Okay, well, this is the important the thing is like the way he says is like that when he wrote the book, and then it was contacted by National Geographic, and I told them that if he could actually do some with them, and he told them no, you could do it yourself, just read the book, and then but there is consequences if you're trying to do what he did.
And that's one of the themes that resonates throughout the book is there are consequences for your action. With us is Roberto Vega Castro. The book is The Possessor of the Hoarded Wealth. Book's available at Amazon. I mentioned in the beginning, the background for the book, is this Is this primarily a true story, or did you incorporate some fiction in here in telling the story?
Esa es una historia real, con pruebas, fotografías, mucha gente involucrada, mucha gente que me apoyó económicamente para no detenerme, pero se requiere mucho valor para poder terminar esta aventura.
Okay, he says that there is this is a true story. There is many there is pictures, there is many people that they actually know about this, and the people that supported financially. So there is a lot of proof to that, and then also he basically it requires a lot to get to what he got. To get to, you need the courage to get to do what he did. You need a lot of courage.
Let's talk about that for a second, the courage aspect of that. How difficult was this, and how much soul searching did you have to do before you decided to go through with the book? Because there's a risk involved in what you're doing.
Okay, eso dice que hablemos de el coraje que usted tuvo y que tiene mucho que ver con los que usted le entregue a una persona el espíritu de otra persona. ¿Qué quiere que hable de eso?
Lo importante es que con el conocimiento que yo tengo de la Biblia, sé que no puedo exponer la vida de nadie. En todos los lugares siempre entré yo primero. Yo sufrí muchas consecuencias, muchos accidentes. Y después de pasar tantas pruebas, podía meter a mi equipo a ver los tesoros, ver cosas increíbles. Pero no es fácil porque si su corazón no es fuerte y cree en Dios, no puede salir con vida.
Okay, what he's saying is like, yeah, it took him a lot of courage to do this, and also like the with the stuff that he had to do, he had to get the people. I mean, he always make sure it was the first person inside the caves, and then the equipment and all the other people would came after him. But you have to be really strong. You have to believe in the Bible. You have to be a Christian. You believe in God. And that's the only way to survive.
The book is The Possessor of the Hoarded Wealth by our guest on the program, Norberto Vega Castro. You do an excellent job in writing the book, in telling the story. Do you have other books that you're working on, other projects to talk about?
Sí, tengo otros libros que son de vida real. Son dos libros muy fuertes también, pero primero que quiero que la gente en todo el mundo conozca de esta historia real, porque nunca ha sido escrita con la verdad.
Okay, first of all, yes, he says he's got like two books that he actually is strong as maybe not as strong as this one right now. He has two more, but he also wants the world to know what the truth is about the hidden things that that they're out there.
Time is going by way too quickly on the program, talking about The Possessor of the Hoarded Wealth. Our guest is Norberto Vega Castro. Let's talk about the editing process of this book. I imagine you had so many stories, wanted to get these stories told. How difficult was it to edit this book?
Fue una parte muy difícil porque yo contraté a dos editoriales que vendieron mi libro por 2 años y nunca me quisieron dar un centavo de regalías. Yo cerré el contrato y con esta nueva editorial parece que todo marcha bien.
Okay, well, he said he signed up the contract with 2 years and he sold the book and he never actually saw a penny from the sales. And with the new company that he signed up a contract with, I think everything is going well so far.
That's amazing, and this is such an important story that needs to be told, and the story will be out there now and resonate with the book. So go to Amazon, check the information. You can also go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Amazon and Norberto's book, The Possessor of the Hoarded Wealth. You mentioned you're working on some other projects. Are these primarily fiction, or will these be true stories as well?
Son historias reales que pueden ayudar inclusive a muchas gentes en cómo salvar hasta los matrimonios o personas que quieren casarse. Es una historia diferente, pero es real. Y el otro libro es acerca de cosas místicas, misterios que también suceden reales y que pueden ayudar a la gente a no caer en falsas personas que prometen cosas para ayudarlos cuando realmente uno puede ayudarse a sí mismo.
Okay. Well, the first book you said it's a true. They're all both of them are true stories. The first one is to help people like, to save like to say the marriage to how to work right in life. The second one it's a lot of different stories, but it's to help people to get ¿cómo me dijo Luther?
Ayudarse en sí mismos y no
Okay,
creer
they can help themselves and.
y salir adelante sin personas falsas.
Okay, and to go through life without like having like people that trying to just take advantage of you.
How far are you willing to go with your book, this particular book, but maybe other books you're thinking about or working on as well? How far will you go with this?
Quiero yo mismo viajar a todos los países del mundo y dar a conocer esta historia porque es real y nunca ha sido nada escrito con tal veracidad.
Okay, he said he wants the world to know the book that it's actually real and it's never been there is no one that ever been done something like this. The that is a true, it's a reality and the veracity of the book is like there's never been out there something like this ever.
Which is why it makes this as a fascinating read. The Possessor of the Hoarded Wealth by Norberto Vega Castro, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left on the program. Norberto, what do you hope people take away from reading the book? What are some of the messages you hope that resonate with people after they read the book? What do you hope they take away from the book?
Yo creo que cuando las personas lean este libro, quedar totalmente despejadas de tantas dudas que hay en esta vida y van a estar agradecidas por toda esta información.
Okay, he says that this book is going to help them because there is in life you have a lot of questions that you and you have no answers. So this book is going to open up and it's going to have a lot of answers to those things that you ask yourself and there is no other there is no one that can answer it. So this book will show them what the will basically tell them what the answer is about those kind of questions.
And a word keeps coming to mind that we talked about a short while ago, and that was consequences. There are consequences for our actions, aren't they? And sometimes we jump into something without giving thought to consequences. Should we give more thought to consequences? Would that have been helpful to you and the people that you had to deal with?
Sí, que siente si esto en esto tiene consecuencias de antes de nosotros. Aventarnos a hacer algo y qué consecuencias nos a traer y o sea para que en este sentido no tomamos esas decisiones sin pensarlo antes.
Precisamente el libro ayuda a inclusive a investigadores, personas profesionales de todo nivel a no indagar en un mundo que no conocen, primero que conocerlo y ya uno toma la decisión personal de entrar a esta aventura.
Okay, it says in this book helps the investigators to think about and all the people that they actually research this kind of like hidden things before they jump into this adventure because he's got a because there is a price that you got to pay for.
A minute or so left in the program. Norberto, talk about what this process has been like for you, making the decision to write the book. Writing the book, and it sounds like there have been some bumps in the road along the way to get this book out and published. What has this been like for you?
Es muy importante porque a consecuencia de lo que sufrimos en las últimas aventuras, decidí escribir la historia para que todo el mundo conozca la verdad.
Yeah, they said it's very important with the adventures that he had, that he suffered at the end. That he wants the world to know the truth of what he went through.
And you will find that as you read Norberto's book, The Possessor of the Hoarded Wealth. Our guest on the program has been Norberto Vega Castro. Books available at Amazon. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on. Get direct information on the book and order the book as well. Norberto, thank you for being with us on the program. We had the translation, which helped out. When do you introduce the interpreter to us, the audience as well? Did an excellent job, and we appreciate his efforts.
Thank you so much.
Bueno, mi nombre es René Lozada, y thank you very much for the for having you on the program, too, also.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here because it's such an important program. We really wanted to get this out, and it really worked out very nicely. Again, Norberto Vega Castro, the author of the book, The Possessor of the Hoarded Wealth, our guest on the program. Norberto, thank you so much for joining us. We will stay in touch. Looking forward to following up with this book and your future projects as well. Thank you, sir, for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much.
It's been our pleasure.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you.
You're welcome. Norberto Vega Castro, the book is The Possessor of the Hoarded Wealth. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.